Okay, Simon Ayin Hey, Lizar Megiloi, Megiloi Viseyar Vekolish Vishas Krishma, Cheshaloi Kroisi Kneger Erfum, Boy Vav Sifu, Sif Alf Tefach Megula Beisha, Bemokim Shedarkal Chasoisai. So the Gemara, when we take a look at the Gemara says Tefach b'isha erva. Tefach b'isha is erva. The Gemara says Lamaif, what din is this negay for? Listaluki al sistaklus, to stare at part of a lady that's us even at spektana, like the Mishmur brings down. The Gemara brings from Sheshes called Mstakub et spektana shalishikin Mstakub baba matayrif. So it's even less than a tefach. Elo beishtai uli krishma. Talking about ishtai, which is mutalis dakal, and for krishma. That's what's negeya. Tefach beisha erva. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara continues with a member from Chista, Sheik beisha, the Sheik of Isha. And then the Gemara talks about kol isha and brings psukim for each one. And the Shulchan Aruch Rav explains that the reason why they acid Shaykh and Kol and other areas is because these are places that if one would be mistakel over there will bring to Tehira. So the answer of La'irabacha Ervas Dava, which even though the Basig is talking about the Erva Mamish, the Basig itself is talking about the Erva itself being uncovered. However, Medivrei Seifrim, Chazal understood that at a time when Hashem Alkechaz Mishalech Beker Machnecho, which is at a time when you're being oisig in the Davish Bekdusha, Krishma, Tfila, or Talmudera, then anything which could bring to hearer is considered Erva. That's why the Shulchan Aruch Rav brings it down. Therefore, says the Eilis Talmud, there's really no chilik between a Pnuya and a Nesuya, a single girl to a married girl, because if the idea is because of hearer, so there's no chilik. Now, the Gemara said Tefach B'isha Erva. Didn't tell us Tefach B'isha means any Tefach. But the Mechaber, based on many Rishonim, the Rishonim already speak out that obviously Tefach B'isha is not referring to a Mokim Megula, a part which is normally uncovered. So must be B'mokim Shedarka L'chasoyse, a place where a part of the body, which is the Derech, to cover. That's what we're referring to by Tefach Megula B'isha, a Tefach which is uncovered. Tefach B'isha Erva is referring to a Tefach which is Megula by Isha B'mokim Shedarka L'chasoyse. Now, the Mechaber, he goes on, talks about in Sif Bey Seir Shalisha, Kol Isha. He doesn't speak out Shaykh Mefurish, but Shaykh is obviously included in Darkei L'Chasoisei. It's included in Maki Mechusa, which is Darkei L'Chasoisei. The Mishmur goes ahead in Sif Katan Zayin. Says, "V'im haShaykh Megula." If the Shaykh is Megula, we'll discuss exactly where the Shaykh is. Yesh Ayrim, he's quoting a Bach and a Taz. That filu beishta upachos mitefach asal kris negda. By the Shaykh, even if it's his wife and it's less than a tefach, says the Bach and the Taz, asal kris negda. It's asal tri krishma absolut. Shumakim hero yoisim yishar varm. It's either by the leg or by the thigh. It's an area which is more passable for hero. So the Mishru is bringing down this day of the Bach and the Taz. Shulchan Aruch Rav also brings down, says v'nochin lochosh ledevrehim. However, the Chazanish seems to bask in like the Rishonim that over here by Sheikh also there's a share of a tefach. So it could be the Sheikh is more chomer, and Mishmur brings that as a yeshayim. There will be more chomer. Now, what is considered the Sheikh? So that's a lot of the different paiskim were mistapik in what part is the Sheikh. In other words, you have the thigh, the top part, and then you have the bottom part, which is the leg, right? Right. So a lot of times this is the yerech, then this is the shaik. So take a look. Let's say the Makar Chaim. Makar Chaim, he writes that, says, it seems to him that the shaik is the etzem atachtein, this part over here, which stays straight even when you sit, this part, and that which the Rashba says the reglaim is mut is referring to mamish, the bottom, the foot where you walk on, the foot itself, by what it's called, by the palm of the foot, right below the ankle, right. So that's what he wants to say. It's mamish that this part is the shaykh. The Chazanish was Mesupik exactly until how far down is the Shaykh. The Mishnah Berurah, take a look at the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Beis. Mishnah Berurah speaks that as follows. Mishnah Berurah says like this. He says, Paneha v'yodeha, her hands and her feet, kefiya minig shederach leis megula b'yisimak. That goes bust to the minig in that place. The minig in the place of now, Yedeha, what's Yedeha? Yedeha, Paneha is her face, okay? Yedeha is her hand below the elbow. So that's Kafi Aminik Shaderach Lis Megula Baisimak. Chem Parsis Regal Ad Hashaik, that's Mamsh, the bottom part of the foot itself until the Shaik. And then now Mishmur adds Vu An Hamakar Shanikra Kani. Mishmur's legs goes up all the way until the knee. B'makam shadarkan leilach yochav mutalikras kinegdoi. So it's mamish the bottom foot all the way up to the knee. Shekimish shavrogo behen ainei bali dehir. B'makam shadarkan lechasayson, a place where they cover it. Shiuran tefach my shar gufa isha. Was I doing anything?
No, I'm saying like pants are problem with like.
Tell me if it's Megula where you can see their foot.
I'm saying Stam, is there a pants problem of
nothing to do with this sif at all.
Okay.
Right, you want to know about pants, maybe we'll discuss a different time, but right. I'm saying
it's not
Megula. Exactly, that's what I'm saying. It's not a discussion over here. Pants is a different issue. Let's go first what it says here. So then we have Avazroi Seha, the Shaika, I feel regal Lelech Magula, Kedaraprutta is Asa. So he's referring to the Shaik is above the knee, even. Like we mentioned before, some of Mesupik, if it's below the knee, the Shmur seems to be saying that the Parsis Aregal, it goes all the way until the knee, and then from above the knee, so I feel regal Lelech Magula, Kedaraprutta is Asa. And the idea behind that is that, in other words, again, the Gemara really only said, I'm just trying to be mag there, that the Gemara really only said, Tefach Be'isha. I mean, it didn't say Tefach, it said, the Lashon of the Gemara was Tefach Be'isha Erfa. The Rishonim are being mag there, that it must mean Mekayim Samachusa, because when a Makim Mechusa is uncovered, that brings the hearer. However, there are certain parts of the body which mitzad hilchasnius need to be covered. So those parts, even if the derech in that place is to be megula, still it's called kederech prutzais, is aser, and that's from the knee above. Not clear if the knee is included or not, but the Mishmurud doesn't say it clearly. It says Ad Hamokim Shnikra Kani. So now the knee is part of the bottom or the top. But I'm not going to say that the knee could be uncovered. But just from the Mishmurud alone, you may not have a raya. But then above that has to be covered. That's what sounds like from the Mishmurud. Yeah.
He's going from the bottom up.
Ad says so Ad Bechal Ad Blay Ad Bechal.
I
Okay, so fine. So pash this means until the okay. No. I mean that's the nice way that I don't read it. Yeah.
Do we have a concept of mokum today?
Do we have a concept of mokum? Yes, we do. Sure.
Like, what would that be?
Whatever place you're in, the neighborhood you're in.
Yeah, everyone goes everywhere, everyone's all over the place.
What do you mean? People
this
live in.
That way, in this way.
What do you mean? There's Mei Sharim, there's other parts of Yerushalayim, there's Moshavs.
Many people that walk through Mei Sharim.
That's not called, that's not the Makkah. That's not the Regilim in the Makkah. The people that
you
live there.
Mei Sharim.
Avada. Then you have to. Then she has to dress kefi there. And if she's not dressed like that, then that is, that's what we're saying. Okay. And but if the people that live in the different areas may be different.
So if I'm not from Sharon, but I'm there, then that may be different.
Sounds like from the Shabura, he says the gather is kefia minik shederech liyos megula ba'oisei makai. What? Our gilos, say, but we need to make a quiz. So he says, "Kefi derech oisim makay." Okay, we'll get back to this nekuda. We'll see soon. What? So then, according to this, if that's true, you're saying, then according to derech leaves, we go to oisim makay. So then, to me, that he's going on that part of the body. Okay, we'll see about someone traveling from one place. The other, we'll see about places where the less covered. All that, we'll get to that. Mitzvah, we'll get further into that. But right now, I'm saying from the Pashto Mishbura, that's the Agdaris he's giving us over here. Now the Mishbura is really, it's a collection. He's taking a piece of a Chayodim, he's taking a Prima Godim, he's putting together a lot of different points over here. Now the Bir Halacha comes along in Tefach Megula. I am a sefer Shulchan Shlema. Because of the Shias is Shayach Afilu Biktana Mibas Shalish Veelach. That this Shear is already negeh to a girl who's 3 years old. She Ruuy Lebia. Vimi Bitoi Meachas Esrei Shana. If it's his own daughter, then it's from 11 Veelach. But another girl is already from 3 years old. It's a yichud with a girl from 3 years old who's Rui Labia. So it's from 3 years old, the Mishmur says. Says the Chazanish. Chazanish is bothered with that. The Chazanish says, one second, if the whole Yisoid over here is based on Herer, what's gonna cause a mocking that could cause a person to be Torah Behirer, so then it doesn't make sense why it's at such a young age it should bring to Herer. Right, he says, "Hayanira the choshe ain daitish of nei adam aleim machmas katnusan muta." You know, a girl when she's young, she's cute, small. It doesn't bring to hear her.
You can't say
loy plug. So he says, "You can say loy plug, but you have to say loy plug." So what? Loy plug is even a 1 day old baby.
I mean,
why would it be? Why pick? Okay, one second. Let the chazanish finish his words, and he'll make his loy plug from a different age. But he'll give you a different agdara.
There are ugly people.
Exactly. So he'll make his loy plug from a different age. But you're already not making a loy plug because you're starting at some point. So he's just saying at 3 does not mistara according to many rishonim that we've been quoting until now. So he says, right, Hari das Rabbeinu Yonishin Issabiriya Elbis Taklos. He says, Hadas Naitish Laos Machachom, Venkan Shir Bishonim, Elefim, Itziusim, Vikatnus Gufan. So the Chazanish wants to learn that it's not totally in years, it's totally in her build. At the age where she seems to be built as a girl, as a girl rather than just a young child. At that point, so he's not giving any specific age. Later, Achrayim give different ages, b'das haChaznish, of what that would be, 6, 7, 8. But the emphasis is he's leaving it for you to figure out. Again, the stomach's around the age of between 6 or 7. What he's referring to when she already starts to look like a girl, that's when, that's the age they're referring to. The Minig HaOlam is like the Chaznish and not like the Mishnah Berurah. It's not like the Mishnah Berurah. As far as I know, yes. Rav Eliashiv held that the Minig HaOlam is like the Mishnah Berurah. Whoever I have heard b'shem said, I'm sorry, Rav Eliashiv held the Minig HaOlam is like the Chaznish and whoever else. What's wrong with that?
Meaning, if it's not an issue, if it's not an issue, that's all.
I'm talking about now, when you get the halacha of saying Krishma from them, but the halacha being mistakel or Ri'iyah, that we'll have to discuss differently. We're talking about it's not a mukkin that brings to hearer. So therefore, it doesn't make sense. The chazir is saying it's not misvara. Now, I could be. I mean, I don't know. I don't have to answer for everyone, but at 3 years old, they do it already?
I don't know what it is.
Okay, so what are you asking from? From three? At what age? When, in the winter? Because there you, what, you want them to freeze? I understand. What are you asking from who? From what age? Check it out. You go look around the street. I say, what's that mean? Okay, I take back the word minik. Shemati from many poskim that's what the halach is. I'm talking about halachas krishma. We'll learn halachas krishma. We're talking about halachas krishma. What? I was saying that I was alluding to the chaznish. This age of Rui Labia, chaznish is saying, like, what does that have to do with over here? It's found, you're right, we find the age in halachas yichud. What does it do with over here? Okay. Now, the Chabad does say, "Afilu he ishtoi, also the Kris Krishma kenegda, even if it's his wife, right?" Which is mashma that another lady, the issa would be also a tefach, right? We're talking about tefach megula beisha b'vokish darachas. So he said, "Afilu he ishtoi." It's mashma mechaber that the chiddush is even his wife is also a tefach beisha, but the shear by another lady would be a tefach beisha. The gemara is mashma that lamai. The gemara says lamai. The gemara is the kasha. Is that kuli? What are you talking tefach beisha erva? Stakulus is also even less than a tefach. Ela le ishtay ule krishma. The sheer tefach is dafke for ishtay. And not for other women, it's even less than a tefach. The gemara is mashma. However, there are those that learn that the chiddush of afilu hi ishtay is bechlal that there's an issa to say krishma in front of her. Now, even though ishtay is mutta to be mahara be ishtay, it's mutta to be mahara be ishtay. But the afilu is when it comes to krishma, also the great krishma kenegda. But taka the sheir tefach would be by all. Now the issur to be mistakel, the Mishmur brings down over here also in Sifkat and Zion. He says, "Bechozal le'ari alini issur krishma the issur lahar bepaisin likris negin amagula fil beloy mechavel istakuli." The chiddush over here by krishma is even though you're not being mechavel istakuli, alini issur stakel the kuliyama mistakel beisha fil beetzbe kitano. Even with small etzba, with this very little affection, kivan shemistakaba lehanois, ayva belavd lesisurach reinechem. Right, so that's very iubamal fitumai beloy nehena shari im loy mitzana musa. So just a glance without a nehena, that would be mutta. Of a save mechashmo, echech the adam chash viesh the zar bechol gabni. Akapanim. The The Ramah ends on the Yeshem and Davke Beishtel, Visha Cheres of Phil Pachs with Tefach Heavy Erfet. So the Ramah brings down the other Shita, that by other women even Pachas. When Nirid de Verash, the Tefach be Isha Erva Phil Isha Cheres, Akshaba Atzma Yechel Likras Alpha Beishia Rum. Fine. So we lead into the discussion now of this din of that was saying that tefach megula be'isha, one cannot read in front of it or not. So what happens when you're in a situation where there is a tefach megula be'isha in front of you?
Ready?
Yeah. Yeah. He said, "Zraya Isaha." Yeah.
Where would that come from? Where does it say Shulk?
He's comparing it to Sheik. Even though Sheik is close to the Ervin, that's the Svara. Kain Kosev El Yurabim Shema Rekeach Ein Shom Vachayodim Chemuch Vechsubis Du Das Yudis Ein Shom. So he said in Sharetzina on Zerai Seha. He says that that doesn't mean Afilu Regin Lech Megula Kederach HaPrutzai Sasser. So he says about the Zerai Seha. Okay, so the emes is in later on in Sivav, we find Haisa Erva Kenegdai, the Hechzir Panav Mimeni, he turned his face away. Oi, Sha'otzam Einav, or he closed his eyes. Oishu Belaila, or it's at night, so he can't see. Oishu Suma, Mutta Likras, the Bri'iotal Rachmanav Ale Chazile, and he can't see it. Right, even though it's within his Dalet Amos, and by Tzaya we're going to learn later on that all this doesn't help. However, if you hear the Torah said, Lo yara l'chayav hazdava, Torah's megalata says, Tali re'iya. So therefore, if I don't see it, it should help. Now, so that's what the Mechaber says over here. However, Mishbrua brings down and Sifav, Oisha Otzam, V'achrein Miskim with Chol Eloi, in Sifkat in Choftes, Miskim with Chol Eloi Eitzis, Levan Me'achzaris Panim Limhan. The Achreinim are the Taz, the Gra, the Graz, Chayodim, Der Chayim, all come out, and all these Eitzis, besides turning your face away, does not help. The likes of a tire of a yire, and the mechaber held that like your rav acharev is dava, just shouldn't see it. So if you close your eyes or you turn your face or something like that, or it's at night, a suma will help. But they learned the likes of a tire that you shouldn't see of a yire. So in like a yire haraya, but feel like zars panim shehuta who rak davkim hechse kol gufay. And even Hachzar's Panim only helps if you turn your whole body away. Now it's on your side. Avalim Hachzar Panim, the vibe, you just turn your head. Loi Mahani. Vim Kain, Behu Atzme Arum. If he himself is Arum, Lo Yitzuya Shemetze. What are you going to do? You can't turn your whole body away. Sheimotel David de Vitaira. That's according to these achrayim. So the Eitzah might not help and will not help according to these achrayim. Says the so it's before in the Chayadam. It's before in the Chayadam that. So we're in the Chayadim that what's the Rabbanon, if something that's the Kuli Alma Rabbanon, then we'll be Mekor Atzimus Enayim. And therefore the Mishmur says in Sifkat and Hey, Ayim Nishmas Adam Shakasiv, Tilukuli Alma Zelo Hevi Alma Drabana. Right, Abel is going on Avisha Cherza Filipachs Mitevach, Hevi Erva, Hevi Erva. So on that he says, Ayim Nishmas Adam Shakasiv, Tilukuli Alma Zelo Hevi Alma Drabana, Umahani Bezat Simasei Naim. Pachos mitefach by Isha Cheres, or Bechain, Besar Isha Mavur Besif Beis, Sar Isha, that's for sure, that's the Kulyama Drabanon. So on that, Atzimus Enayim will help, just to close your eyes. When it comes to the Erva itself, that's a Deiraisa, right? That for sure the Pasilera Bacha Erva's Dov is talking about. Over there, we give me machmir that simas anayim does not help unless you're really, really stuck, right? Look at the sif aleph, the fimash mi'arul kamon sifav sif kota chavtes shema achrayim the neged erva mamish osa filu ba'oitzim einav at sheyagzir panav to your mamish, turn your face away. V'yesh matirim b'zeim hu nizim liris klal uchshiev shabin yachin nir the yesh lismech hazeh. That's by the Erva Mamish. By the Erva Mamish. What about the other parts of the Isha? A tefach of the other parts of the Isha? That's already a machlokes. If it's Deraisa Drabanan. You know, before we said we spoke out as Drabanan, but there is a sheet that may be a Deraisa. So over there it will be a machlokes whether Atzimus Enayim helps or not. And over there, if one needs to be mekel, they could be mekel. So the situation that comes up many times is, let me just say one more point. When we talk about Atzimus Enayim, the Chaznish says, that doesn't mean dafka when you just close your eyes. Even if you're looking in a siddur or looking in a chumash, that's already called Atzimus Enayim. So the situation comes up many times, I mean, hopefully the situation doesn't come up that you're in front of the Erva Mamish. So that you don't have to worry about it. So Elamai, we're talking about uncovered here. Someone's at the table, but uncovered here, or other arms or something like that is uncovered. So for the here alone, we said, the Kuli Alma, the Mishmur is Achra. There are other Achraim differently, but the Mishmur is Machria. And for the here, Atzimus Enayim helps. So just bench from a bench, which is a good idea anyways to do. And if you want to say a Vart at the table, take a Chumash and read the Pasuk from the Chumash and then say what you have to say outside the Chumash. But the Pesukim or whatever you're reading, saying, you could say from the Chumash, you read the Pasuk. It's very simple. No one get insulted, no one get embarrassed and all that. The other parts of the body, which are arms and other things, is a question. But again, if you need to, then you can be semech on that tzimus denayim, that will help. Yeah. That's why I said, to make it say a story, say, prepare beforehand that you could say something nice without insulting anyone. The Chassam Seif and Pashas Naseh, the Pasuk says, "Upara Roisha Isha" by the Saita. And then they read the Psukim, the Kohen reads the Psukim. He uncovers the hair of the lady, and then he reads Psukim. So yes, Ayin Simen Ayin Hey, it says, "Sar B'Isha Erva." And here the Kohen's being Megala right here, and reading Psukim. So where's the hech that the Kohen was facing her is not clear, right? Maybe the Kohen turned to the other side. But the Chassam Seif is the kashas. He says, from here it's mevur that if it's a hechshe mitzvah, the choshu hechshe mitzvah should tzarech la mitzvah legali sariseha ein zech sarin shel vahoy machnecha kaddish. If the gila they hear is because that's part of the mitzvah over there, that's not chsar vay machnecha kaddish. Whereas if this is the eifin of the mitzvah, this is how you do the mitzvah, can't be a chsarin in the kedusha. Similarly, this is shown by brismilah, right? So we'll discuss a little later. What age is it considered a ervo or not? But but the child's uncovered. This is a question: you should cover, not cover. But those that hold it, that it's left uncovered, and he makes the bracha, the male's holding it. Even same idea. It's part of the mitzvah. It's part of the mitzvah. Okay, we'll see more about that. Agapan, and those are the nikkudas that. It's I'll get to it a little later also. Okay, so Mitzvah next week we'll go more into the different. I think it's Kedai to go a little more into the Pratim of what's considered Mekayim Samechusa. We'll discuss it more and things like that. Fine. Okay.